Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What can be done to help our veterans and others contemplating suicide? Let's go in depth with Jim Judkins, Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the VA of Central Iowa Healthcare System. So Jim, how did you get in the line of work that you're in helping prevent suicide?
Well, I've been in mental health counseling for over 30 years, and a lot of the work I did over the years was helping people prevent suicide. When people are depressed, that kind of crosses their head sometimes, and sometimes there's behaviors with that as well. So when this opportunity came up to coordinator, I thought I'd take the chance to see if I can make a difference in the community with educating the public about how to prevent suicide and helping clinicians to refine their skills so they can also do that as well. So.
Okay, and how did you get involved with the VA?
Oh, I thought 10 years ago, a job opportunity came open with the new VA in Marshalltown. I applied for it, and voila, that's where I came. I started as a mental health social worker.
But you get out and about well beyond Marshalltown.
Oh, yeah. And then the position came open for suicide prevention coordinator in Knoxville about late 2017, and I started 2018. So that's where I focus my energies down in Knoxville for my suicide prevention. I also go up to Marshalltown and do some up there too. The suicide prevention team does also things in Indianola as well. We cover a big swath of the Central Iowa area. I'm not the only coordinator. We also have another suicide prevention coordinator based out of Des Moines. And we have an outreach specialist, Lori Reynolds, who also goes around all of the counties and meeting with them. And she's the one who goes down, mostly down to Indianola in that area. So.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jim Judkins, Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the VA of Central Iowa Healthcare System. These are unprecedented times in our lifetime. I'm not going to say ever, but in our lifetimes, we're undergoing more stress maybe than ever collectively as a society. Is that your conclusion too?
Absolutely. There are a lot of factors going on that are concerning right now that would increase the chances of suicide percentages going up. And unemployment with veterans went up from 2% to 12%. That's a huge jump here nationally. And of course, COVID, people are isolating more, and which is, socially distant is a good idea, but isolation is a potential problem for depression and suicide. So. That's another big challenge we have to overcome. And alcoholism is also increasing. There's some factors out there to be concerned about with COVID-19.
Well, I hate to ask this question, but are suicides up?
It's hard telling with the COVID-19, but I'm going to say probably it will be. In general, suicide rates have been going up in Iowa for the past 20 years. But whether or not the COVID will create more of a surge, I don't know the answer to that question yet, but my guess is probably yes, because those factors all will come into play.
Well, the alcohol consumption going up is a fact. The isolation is a fact. The loneliness is a fact. I mean, those are major contributors, right?
Right. And also the access to means. For some reason, people are buying more firearms right now. And that suicide by firearm is irreversible, so we have more suicide deaths by firearms. So that's a concern there as well. So
I was talking with a mental health counselor the other day, and there's just some kind, there's an odd sense that I've never felt before of sort of, that a lot of people share that we really don't have a name for, and to me it's sort of a mix of sadness and fear.
Correct. Yeah. And there is, and people are more anxious. I think some of the surveys out there show that people reporting anxiety symptoms have really raised, and it's also generally known that we have high anxiety, have higher depression. And that, of course, can create problems in relationships as well, and that can cause turbulence and an exacerbation of depression symptoms. So yeah, anxiety is really high right now as well.
Yeah, and domestic violence.
Yes. Yeah, that's also up too. So all those things, you know, are things we're concerned about. So we're trying to how to adapt in this age of COVID-19 with our efforts. And so what we're trying to do is do things more virtually. We're trying to connect with providers through phone calls, emails, using virtual networking, sending materials. We're just trying to still keep our connections going with people. As well as through veterans, just making sure we know we care about them. And we do a monthly mailing of care and connection letters to them. And our team also does outreach calls to our high-risk veterans more often during this time of crisis. So.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jim Judkins, Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the VA of Central Iowa Healthcare System. When you said letting people know that you care about them, that's just sort of at the core of it, isn't being, knowing someone cares for you is like all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Caring is part of that connection. And that connection is important to realize and to know. And if you're by yourself, you don't know that, then the thoughts kind of get caught going in your head, and the fear gets going in your head, and that's where trouble can happen when you're isolating like that. So you're exactly right that hearing that connection is a difference. So just asking questions of how they're doing and how are you doing, and including the question, are you having thoughts of wanting to harm yourself? Those are important questions to ask too, because suicide is not inevitable. It's preventable.
I would have a hard time, I think, now talk me out of this, but I would have a hard time, I think, asking somebody if they're thinking of harming themselves.
It is a hard thing for a lot of people, but that's why you go through in your mind what you would say, how you'd ask it, and you practice it. So, and that's where we offer what's called Operation Safe training to the community. About how to ask that question. It teaches people to be assertive, how to ask that question, do role plays in Operation Save. And I believe that can make a difference. In fact, we know that within VA care, yeah, all suicide rates are going up, including veterans, but within VA care, the veterans' rate of suicide is increasing at a much slower rate than the veterans who are not in VA care. So we know what the work we're doing is having an impact. Mm-hmm. So those makes a difference. It's this public health model of making everybody our partner, not just people in mental health, not just suicide prevention coordinators, but people in the community, that they can make a difference and reach out and ask that question and turn this around. I believe we can turn this around.
What happens, have you asked the question, but is everybody going to tell you the truth? And how do you know if they're not telling you the truth? And what do you do?
Well, generally speaking, most people will tell you if they're having those thoughts. it's usually an internal ambivalent process with suicides, and they will share that with you. So sure, you might get somebody who will just totally lie to you, but the odds are most people will be truthful with you on that, and that can help make that bridge. And if you do get that person saying yes, there are crisis lines. We have the VA crisis line and the General National crisis line, 1-800-273-8255. Press 1 for veterans, and that can help that person get connected with their care, get that first call with them, and help save their lives.
So what if I'm feeling depressed and I'm thinking this is just too much for me and I just can't handle it anymore and I lost my job and, you know, all kinds of terrible things? What should I do if I have those feelings of, you know, it's not worth it anymore?
Well, the 1-800-273-8255 is always a good first step. Also, having people in your life that you know you could call and ask and talk to, that are a trusted source, that will listen to you. That, like you said before, that caring makes a difference. So, but reaching out, going outside, not keeping it inside, that's the first step. When you keep it inside, try to figure things out, that's where it gets worse. Shout for help, it gets better.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say that when I was growing up, being a guy, you know, of a certain age, we were taught to hold it all in.
Exactly right in our culture. And that's unfortunately why one of the highest suicide categories are males. But the key, of course, is you can overcome that, reaching out. And people in, if somebody's suspecting somebody's feeling down, reaching out to that person, not just having that person reach out, but family members reach out to that person, asking if they're okay, and knowing the numbers to call if they aren't okay.
Well, one of the things, I guess I always knew this, but one of the things this time has really driven home to me, that how a simple act of kindness can just really help somebody. And I don't know, there's just something about these times. I guess maybe I appreciate it more when I see somebody being kind now, because I know the stress that people are under.
Absolutely. A kindness, passing it forward to somebody. Words can make a difference. You can make just a bigger difference with your words and what you think, especially if they're words of kindness. I care about you. You're important. You're special. And for folks who live in the Knoxville and Pella area, you drive around, you see these signs out there, these caring signs. That's for the Marion County Coalition for Suicide Prevention. We put those signs up to kind of remind people of that and to get people even to use that with each other. So words of kindness, you're right, makes a difference.
Can you tell us about a good day that you've had when you know your work is meaningful?
Well, when I know that somebody, whether it's I'm doing a presentation and they tell me, okay, and I get it, I know how to talk to somebody. They'll ask me, how do I approach someone like you just did? And when they say, hey, I know I can do it, that's success, because I know that person will bridge out to somebody. If I'm talking to a veteran, and they're feeling down and depressed, and I talk about recovery, that there is a hope of recovery, that you can and will get better. We have treatments that work. And you can see in their face that they're grasping that. You know they're going to be okay. The things are starting. And they also have suicide safety plans, you know, that help them keep be okay. And so there's a lot of things that tell me that, and I hear facts too, that how some of the efforts we do make a difference. I know it's hard to see sometimes with all these other factors going on, but I know it has made a difference for many people, especially within the VHA care. We can see that, and the more we reach out, the better off we'll be. We still have 60% 80% of veterans who do not use VOJ care. So we still got a lot of work to do, but I know we can do it.
Thanks to Jim Judkins for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.